2-8 ball game here for the Lakers in the lead.
And just a really nice lead. Well, yeah, the guys just Burton Dale behind us, these guys saying, yeah, they were looking for Wisner up the middle. I'm sure they were.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they definitely knew what they were going for.
What do they do with it this time? They're going to burn out the clock and run it up the middle, and, yeah, it's not going to happen. And we got another timeout called with the Lakers. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
And we're ready to go for the point after attempt by the Lakers with 1:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakers on top of the hatchets, 22-8.
We'll drop back to the left side. Sears is trying to scramble for it, and he will
breaks two get tackles.
It is good for Bryce Sears.
Sears spun out of two tackles.
Well, with 1:17 left, we're looking at a 24-8 ball game. Lakers in the lead late in this fourth quarter.
I'd like to see that. That was Sears rolled out there. Messing was just he had everything he had to try to grab his legs.
Yep.
Almost had the tackle. Not that he lost him, but he just didn't have enough.
It just
wasn't there.
Wasn't left quite grit there.
And nice to see one of the Laker players walking over there to help him up.
Yes, absolutely. Great to see there.
I'll tell you, the score is 24-8. This changed. It went from anybody's game about 7 minutes ago.
Absolutely. Yep. And then there was, I do believe that drive there for Lakers started about the 7-8 minute mark, and they just nothing but runs, and they drove that clock right down and went down and punched it in.
So the Lakers will kick off here as we get ready to finish the game with 1:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lakers will be kicking off to the hatchets from the left to the right. As the kicker's placing the ball here with the official down on the left side of your radio on the 40-yard line.
Looks like we have Clancy and Emmerich back for the hatchets.
JT Warren will be kicking off for the Lakers. And what a crowd we've had here tonight.
They are staying all the way to watch this one end. This has been a great game so far. If Warren with the boot. Actually, a squib kick for Warren. Who's going to pick it up?
Big hit there by the
27,
Lakers.
Jack Fisher getting that ball.
Getting hit by Horetzky.
Well, Bad Axe takes the ball with 1:12 left in this fourth quarter, down by two scores.
Still want to get on the board.
Yep, absolutely.
So
and the game on a good note.
You've got a minute 12 to go 60 yards, 65 yards.
I think you're looking at two people if you're Bad Axe. You're looking at getting to Cody Tulaski. You got to get to Jack Clancy.
Yep.
One of those two guys, and they'll make something happen for you. Looks like we have Clancy spread all the way out to the right side here.
Yep.
Sorry, Tulaski out there.
Tulaski out there and Clancy.
Yep. And they're going to try to get the ball in one of those two hands.
Out of the shotgun.
Drop back. Looking
Blackstock,
to
Blackstock. Quick pass in the right side to the middle. And nice pass and a reception.
That is by Jensen. Woo! By Jensen Emmerich with a great grab.
Wow, that was a college
nice
type grab
that is
right
a great
there.
Catch. Great concentration as he had a Laker defender draped all
Hatches
over him.
Quick to the line. Now quickly into Laker territory, down on the 38-yard line.
Clock rolling under 1 minute to go here in this fourth quarter.
Blackstock out of the shotgun, rolls off to the right side.
Brings
back
it back to
mark.
Left side.
Kinds of Lakers in his and face.
Clancy grabs that ball.
Oh, Jack Clancy turned to the inside
like had,
of the field. Should have went right to the sideline and got out.
18 Garrett Bowles on that tackle there on Clancy.
Blackstock right under center. I'm going to down it. Yes, I knew that was going to happen.
All right. 41 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter.
Jack Clancy had caught the pass.
Yep.
Turned to the inside, and that was it. Tackled. You got to get out of
you
bounds
get
to
the outside.
Stop
yep.
the clock.
Do whatever you can to get the outside there. Well, Blackstock bringing that play in from the sideline. 41 seconds to go here. We're gonna see Tulaski spread out to the right side here, along with two others. Looks like we're gonna have a
flag on the play.
Looks like we're gonna have a false start out there on the Lakers.
Dead ball, encroachment on the defense. 5-yard penalty.
It looks like that's going to give us that's going to give Bad Axe a first down. Fresh set of downs there.
Blackstock runs in from the sidelines with the play. Yeah. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Hatchets.
40 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Bad Axe looking to get into the end zone here before this game ends.
Lakers pretty much have it tied up. They do have it tied up. But you know what? It's still exciting to see. Absolutely. Watch the Hatchets coming back.
You want to see this offense still produce and still work and still keep going with
it. They're right now getting ready for the next game.
Yep.
Well, we're checking with our officials right now.
With our clock.
There we go.
Up to 41 seconds left here in this fourth quarter.
I guess we got one more second on the clock. We had 40, and they wanted it at a 41. So here we go for the Hatchets. Right. First and 10.
Blackstock Laker about to territory. And here we go.
Split receivers three wide on the right.
Blackstock
rolling
to his right, looking to his right side, fires it.
Oh, wide open. Wide open. Number 18. I think that was Ben Thompson.
Yep. Ben Thompson.
Nice. Nice run.
Hurry up offense here. They're moving up. Clancy under center, and we have a spike
and down it.
34 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. Bad Axe trying to get into that end zone.
That's good. There's no give up going on here. Both teams are going to play.
That's great to see there.
They're going to play right to the final second.
That is great to see. Blackstock, we're going to play in here. Come up to the line. You have two wide out to the right side for Bad Axe. Check that, make that three now.
Yeah, 11. Jensen Emmerich running. He was getting in formation there.
Yes.
Now splits wide.
Roll
out
to the right side for Blackstock. Firing that ball.
And caught by
Tulaski.
Nice concentration by
Tulaski.
Great
catch by Tulaski.
Boy, he had a Laker defender
That ball was right there.
I can't believe that wasn't picked off, but I can't imagine Tulaski even saw the ball.
That's the kind of player Tulaski is. He is great hands, great concentration. That was impressive. We're looking at first and goal here, 28 seconds to go from Bad Axe here, 24-8 game.
I'd definitely take Cody Tulaski on my fantasy team.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He can catch that ball.
A great choice there.
All right, Hatchets with the ball.
We're in a spread offense here for Bad Axe.
On the one's going to split out receivers, two on both sides.
Blackstock to the left. He's going to take it in, right and untouched. Vinny Blackstock for the touchdown for Bad Axe. Okay. 25 seconds to go.
Not over till it's over.
No, absolutely not.
Hatchets now 14-24. They got to go for two.
We're going to go for two here.
Got to go for two on the point
after. Go for two, get an onside kick, and you're looking at a ball game.
With the wheels the Hatchets have,
yes,
anything is
absolutely
possible.
All right, going for two here.
Well, this is it. I mean, if you don't get the two here, then you are done.
There's no chance after this if you don't get this.
So here we go. Out of the shotgun, Blackstock, back about five. They're going
to
snag it
after Clancy, and
he
gets shut down. And,
Lakers swarm it. It is done.
Looks like they have Dawson Nagy there getting off that pile. We have Blake Smithers.
And the big boys of the Laker interior line.
And they come up big right there.
Big play there by Dawson Nagy up the middle.
Well, 25 seconds to go. We have a 24-14 ball game for the Lakers here. Well, still, like you said, that's great to see the Bad Axe offense still fight, still go down there. They'll put an end on a positive note here.
Well, you know what? I would still go and try the onside.
Absolutely.
Kick.
Yeah, why not?
You know, there's no way to get the win, but you got 25 seconds left to go. Prove a point.
Absolutely. You're not going to lay down here. You're going to keep fighting. Go out there. See what you can do in this last 25 seconds here.
14-24 here at Lakers and the Hatchets at Claude Marsh Field in Bad Axe, Michigan. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW Game of the Week. And just a super crowd here.
Yes, this has been a great showing for both sides.
If
great
you
showing.
Wanted, hey, Stephen, if you wanted a Big Mac, you better send somebody right now.
Yeah,
this is going to be a line.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a line for the next 2 hours.
Line out to the road here.
I'm gonna get the judge. We're going to go right to the Polka Fest in Kindy. You probably know Gerald Prill.
Oh, absolutely.
You know him? Oh, that's because his dad's the Polka Hall of Fame. That's how I know him. Never heard of him before. Our tower announcer, we want to thank Judge Gerald Prill for getting us hooked up with our microphone for our officials. something